Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPJ number 138, by Splimi Joint Share number 138. Another important aspect of emotional intelligence in pertaining to marriage is to understand that there is a oneness, but at the same time, there is an aloneness and an individualness for each couple as well, a healthy individuality as well. And that is a real important factor. Most people have the issue of that they're all individual people and they need to work as a unique connection of partnership and oneness to become that one. And we have a lot of shiurim, and a lot of marriage is to get to that oneness. But the reverse is also true often, because it's always a healthy balance where the oneness has to be done in a healthy way, which is always with the aspect of an individuality and being comfortable with your aloneness, being comfortable with your own healthy self. Each one is not responsible for the other person's self-esteem. That's true. Each one needs to work on their own self-esteem. But there's no question that a wife and a husband could influence each other to help enhance or diminish the other person's self-esteem. So part of it is respecting and supporting your husband or wife's autonomy as well, respecting their point of view, encouraging the choices and initiatives that they make in their lives. The way you communicate with them is a very non-controlling way, offering positive feedback, and also very importantly, allowing space and time alone. Sometimes a husband and wife needs that time alone, and you give it to them. Supporting that aspect of it could be complicated, because if you're not attuned to the needs and feelings of your spouse, it may be difficult. So it's very important to connect in a way where you understand each other and support each other and love each other, but also respect each other's individuality. And if you have that, you both will be able to achieve more, see yourselves as more competent, being more flexible in your thinking, getting pleasure from even the challenges in life as they come up, being empowered by them to become even better, and having a more positive and personal emotional exchanges with one another, and to trust each other more, and to make those behavioral changes that one needs to do always in life and in married life in particular. So this is emotional intelligence, being motivated to manage your emotions, to be persistent, to understand yourself, to be empathetic towards your husband or wife. And what sometimes happens is that one is controlling or somewhat bossy over the other one, a micromanaging that takes place between a husband and wife. That micromanaging could stifle the growth of the other person. And it's a common parenting style as well. And that's something that's very important to know, that we often sort of subconsciously take upon a parenting role with our spouse, and we control them somewhat and we micromanage them somewhat. You know, we always have this yesod, for example, that husband and wife, they should tell each other they're going away for a couple of hours. They should tell each other, you know, where they're going and they'll be back at a certain time. That's healthy and that's responsible. But some people like micromanage, you know, call me, you know, and expect the constant monitoring, like you're in a halfway house out of prison with a bracelet on the ankle, you know, to wherever you're going every moment. That's not healthy either. There needs to be some space and trust for some individual expression as well. So it is a balance. It definitely is a balance. So that's one aspect. Another aspect is emotions. Emotions and self-esteem of what each spouse needs to work on inherently for themselves that will help their marriage. And by doing that, you're actually influencing the other one to also develop healthy emotions and self-esteem. And we said you're not responsible for the self-esteem of your husband or wife, but you definitely could influence it in a positive way. So that's the idea. So let's assume you're a type of individual that has a low self-esteem. and you believe that you need a great deal of stroking, you need a great deal of positive feedback, you need a great deal of reassurance of the undying love from your spouse. And they comply, and they present you with compliments, and they give you reassurance based on the objective fact as they believe it. The problem is if you have low self-esteem, you'll discount it no matter how much your spouse builds you up or tries to build you up and says warm things to you and supports you. You may discount it because you don't believe the truth. You don't accept it in an emotional level. So they're saying the things that they're praising you and they're complimenting you and they're giving you chizik, and you don't accept it on an emotional level. At some point, your spouse will realize this. They get tired from it. Eventually, they'll give up and say, why bother? You know, because they sense a certain neediness that weighs heavily on them and could turn them off. So this is a very important thing. It's important, of course, for each one of a couple to give chizik to the other one. Always kindness and chizik and warm words. But as they are doing that for you, you, as the recipient of that, you need to really work hard on your own self-esteem, starting to believe it yourself, so that your spouse doesn't get tired from seeing that it's not going anywhere. And if you compliment them and praise them, and then you are constantly bashing yourself and saying, no, you know, you don't realize I'm really a Lola, whatever it is, oh, that drains them. See, self-esteem is not just a thought. It's a state of realistic self-approval, which is not arrogance. I'm going to tell you again. Say this very, very often. This is healthy anava. Healthy humility is to recognize one's worth. The development of self-esteem is anchored to what people actually experience effectively about themselves and what they can do and what they can accomplish. And people that have low self-esteem are more prone to negative emotions, whether it's anger or depression, or pessimism overall, a negative thought, a negative feelings, dragging yourself down. And here is where emotional intelligence comes in, because that quality of being positive, of being hopeful, can be very, very useful and helpful for yourself and for your marriage. Having a strong self-esteem may not cause you to succeed, but will be a result as being successful at something. Sometimes it works that way too. So the idea is to maintain certain emotional equilibrium, a balance in your emotions. It's called emotional regulation sometimes. In your interactions with your wife, with your husband, the stability of your self-esteem by doing that will be more controlled. So here's the interesting paradox here, which is important to know, because really what emotional intelligence it's not pshat that IQ means you only use your brain and intellect and thought processes, and EQ means, and emotional intelligence means you only use your emotions. No, it's not so. It is a combination of healthy use of mind and heart together. To be responsible for your sense of self, but also because you're a feeling-based individual, emotions. The greater your emotional intelligence as you work on it, the more the equilibrium you'll have, the more pull and connection there will be between you and your spouse. So there is vulnerability there that one needs to be careful of and watch themselves with. So here are a list of characteristics, and listen to this and maybe write it down. These are characteristics of people that have strong, healthy self-esteem. And if you listen carefully to what I'm going to describe now, it reflects a lot of emotional intelligence as well in general. Feeling confident in most situations, being comfortable being alone, not being overly dependent on others, which means, again, within a spouse relationship, husband and wife, there's a dependence, of course, and there's a unity, and they do things together, but not being overly dependent on one another. Each one could thrive in their own life or what they're doing, being hopeful, being optimistic, living an active life, not a passive life, pivotally by shoving, where your words and actions align. You take care of your bodies, You take care of your bodies in a physical way, with, of course, recognizing it's housing your neshama. To be healthy, to express your needs in a healthy way. We talked about this many, many times, that there is an aspect of chesed and giving and selflessness towards the other, but it also entails a certain expressing of healthy needs and expressing of healthy feelings to experience intimacy, not being afraid of healthy sexuality between a husband and a wife. You know, that's a very important point, to be confident and learn how to develop that sexual aspects without shame, without fear. Erlich, of course, but without shame and without fear, with an openness, with a vulnerability, to avoid people-pleasing, to know your own kaychais, to be honest with yourself, both with your good points and with the struggles that you have, the ability to sometimes be able to relax, to be playful, to be spontaneous. Many G'dayli Yisrael sometimes sat back and was relaxed, and they even milsa de b'dichasa, they sort of were like in a jokeful way sometimes, not just Purim. Simchas achayim. Again, all these is health, self-esteem aspects, as well as emotional intelligence aspects. Simchas achayim. Experience joy in life, appreciating things in life, being joyful for the good things in life. You could relate to your inner self. You're open to feedback. You're open to criticism. You're productive. You use your talents. You know what your talents are, and you use your talents. Very often, people with low self-esteem or they lack emotional intelligence, they're not even aware of the many, many talents that lies within them. They can identify and correct their mistakes. They're benevolent. They're respectful. Taking appropriate risks. Promoting each other's growth and self-esteem. Like we said, each one is primarily responsible for their own inner work, but they have the ability to build each and influence each other with their self-esteem. Accepting people for who they are, such an important point. Compassionate, but avoiding this pitying aspects. You know, on each thing I'm saying here, we could have a separate shiur on each one that has tons of data and information, but you never will get to it. They're able to forgive, to move forward, accepting compliments comfortably, having the ability to fulfill themselves in life, not being overly critical, not being judgmental of others. So this is a very, very, all these things are important. So the idea being is there are aspects here of what we discussed here about self-esteem connected to emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is very, very connected to healthy self-esteem. And we had and have in the shiurim on Fridays a lot of shiurim pertaining to self-esteem from the books of Reb Zalek Pliskin and other books, other svarim. We'll continue on this theme. This is extremely important. People think this is a very indirect byproduct of what marriage is all about, and that's not so. It's so, so clear. You work on those healthy aspects of self-esteem, you're more likely to thrive and have a beautiful, healthy relationship. Bracha v'atzlacha.